have two young kids myself, so trying to get them to eat healthy, I try to get them to, you know, eat some fruits and vegetables. I understand that too, so, you know, the importance of that and kind of establishing it at a young age. I'm kind of going through that myself right now, so, you know, to get out in the community and support something like this is always a fun thing for us to do. And obviously with what our job entails, you know, it comes with the responsibility of setting a good example and being a role model. So I always enjoy doing something like this, especially when it benefits the kids.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, Drew Doherty, as we continue our summer Meet the Coaches tour. How are you, Drew?
I'm great. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Were you able to get out there with Brian Hoyer at the grocery store?
No, I was not. I missed out on seeing a quarterback dispense nutrition tips. It was pretty cool. I was not there, but man, that guy got to mix it up with some kiddos, and everybody's seeing a little bit more from number seven.
Yeah, we are going to see a lot more from number seven. The question is, who is he going to connect with? These new guys he's throwing to, a lot of new wide receivers, and that sort of is a perfect segue for me into your Meet the Coach.
Yeah, thing. Coach Stan Hixon, he is in charge of the wide receivers, doing a nice job. He's got a different group this year than he did last year, got some new faces. Up at the tippy top is DeAndre Hopkins, phenomenal player. And then you've got some veterans mixed in, Cecil Shorts III, Nate Washington, along with some of these younger guys. His plate's full, but he's definitely capable.
All right, let's meet Mr. Hixon. And did you have a chance to sit down with him, or was it DP?
That was DP Sidhu.
All right, here it is.
Out of all of the aspects of coaching that you go through on a day-to-day basis, what do you think is your favorite part?
Just being on the field, coaching on the field, being on the field, being doing a game, just coaching. Just you see one concept you're trying to teach, and the player gets it. Then you get taken to the ball game, and you see it works, because that's how you're planning it. And then just being successful at what you're trying to get done. So that's probably when you see a plan come together.
How is this offseason going to be different? What more could you do that you weren't able to do last year being so new?
Well, the offense is, we just barely scratched the surface. That's a lot more to do. But we got to make sure we take care of the basic fundamentals. You just don't take that for granted. And each player needs to be refreshed and learn the fundamentals all over again. And we kind of start from early and get them back up. Can't assume anything. Because along the way, if you don't do your fundamentals, you're in trouble.
Well, definitely a very important position. Not that they all aren't, but one that everybody will be looking at as training camp begins. But really, based on what you saw in the OTAs and in the mini camps, you know, you've already mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. But who is that next guy? Who needs to step up?
Well, you know, a guy I did not mention was Jalen Strong. He's a rookie, and he was kind of on and off the field during OTAs and mini camp. Struggled with a few things, but then earlier this week we see on social media that he says he's lost 20 pounds since May. He's at about 211 as opposed to 231. He's feeling better. Conditioning was one of the things that Bill O'Brien wanted to see improved from Strong and the rest of the rookies, so I'm going to keep my eyes on him and see what the Arizona State Sun Devil can do for the Texans in August.
All right, well, stick around with us for another segment, but who do we have next week? Who's our coach?
The offensive line coach. He's a new face, Mike Devlin. He came to us from the New York Jets, so you're going to like what you hear from him, what you see from him next week here on the show.
And we'll be talking a little offensive line when we come back as we visit with Dwayne Brown. Stay with us.